And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. If you'd be so gracious to do so, leave the show a 5-star review or rating. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Well, at the end of yesterday's show, we talked about what was expected to be a pretty interesting Wilmington City Council meeting happening last night as it dealt with ongoing struggles and problems within the city of Wilmington, particularly around the homeless population and the unsafe situation that exists for not only businesses, but patrons and residents and families and those that visit downtown Wilmington. And while the meeting met exactly what I was expecting, we'll get into those details throughout the morning. But I want to start off with this. Governance is not easy. It's not. When you are an elected official, in many cases, depending on the size of the governing body, right? You look at the county commission, it's 5 people. You look at the Wilmington City Council, it's 7. These are small, relatively small bodies of individuals. These are a couple, handful, maybe a half a dozen individuals that are responsible for making decisions that impact tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. Governance is not easy. And I will make the case that it shouldn't be easy. There is a reason that it is such a small body of individuals that are on the Wilmington City Council, on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. It's not supposed to be something that's super easy to do. It's not supposed to be something that's all rainbows and unicorns and lollipops and ice cream 24/7. That's not how the process works. You elect individuals. You elect as a community, we elect small groups of individuals, sometimes 2 to 3 to 4 at a time, to serve on various governing bodies, the Wilmington City Council, the New Hanover County Board of Education, the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. We elect those small groups of individuals to make decisions for a large community, whether the city, school system, the county. And with being in that elected office, sometimes you have to make hard and tough decisions. Sometimes you have to ignore the noise. You have to ignore the social media commentary. You have to ignore the activist groups that are the loud, vocal minority of individuals and do what's right for the vast majority of your citizens, the vast majority of the people that you serve. And that is something that I think is probably, I would argue, is maybe not understood when it comes to local government. It's not always a cakewalk. Sometimes hard decisions have to be made. And that's what separates good leadership from weak, ineffective, useless leadership. The ability to, when something needs to be done, when a decision needs to be made, that a strong group of leaders stand up and say, we're going to make this decision. It may not get good media coverage. It may not get good coverage with left-wing activist groups throughout our community. But this is a decision that needs to be made. And that's really what separates good and strong leadership from bad and weak leadership. And unfortunately for the residents of New Hanover County and those more particularly that live and spend a lot of time or operate a business within the city of Wilmington, what was on display last night during the council was not good and strong leadership. It was weak, useless, scared individuals on the Wilmington City Council. Weak leadership from the majority of the Wilmington City Council last night. The topic of discussion, it was brought forth by Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell, dealing with the rising homeless population and the rising crime within the city of Wilmington. A lot of that at the hands of individuals that are homeless and do not have a place to go. whether that be blocking entrances to city or county property, whether that be harassing individuals, harassing families, harassing business owners, patrons of local businesses as they're walking through the streets of downtown Wilmington. It is a serious problem. And before we get into any of the details from last night's meeting, I want to once again read to you the post that Councilman Luke Waddell put on social media earlier this week. It reads, "On Tuesday night, I am introducing a common sense public camping ordinance that I hope will be adopted by the majority of the City of Wilmington Council. This comes after much discussion with the people of Wilmington, who are pleading with leaders of the city to take action and restore some order to our public spaces. We have a compassionate community that has invested heavily in the issue and offers a robust array of services for those who need and want them. This is a great thing, but must be coupled with accountability. Don't believe me? Just ask San Francisco. In June of 2024, the United States Supreme Court ruled that municipalities have the authority to enact and enforce public camping ordinances. Since that landmark decision, cities across the country have moved quickly to enact public camping ordinances and establish clear guidelines for their communities. Meanwhile, Wilmington has not acted, despite New Hanover County already having an ordinance in place. I believe that we are at a crossroads in this city. Do we follow the path of cities like Los Angeles, where vagrancy, open-air drug use, and lawlessness have taken hold? Or do we choose a different course, one that prioritizes public safety, order, and accountability? A well-functioning city requires setting boundaries, putting public safety first, and enforcing laws. I know where I stand." Those are the comments from City Councilman Luke Waddell Monday ahead of the county, City Council meeting, that happened last night. So he laid out the issues, laid out the discussion, laid out the problems that the city of Wilmington is dealing with, and that a well-functioning city, a well-functioning strong group of leaders that supposedly exist on the Wilmington City Council, what they need to do. And so before we get into comments from the city council, and we've got some doozies, we heard from the interim police chief of the Wilmington Police Department in Ralph Evangelist, who, by the way, is freaking superb. I wish, and he was the police chief a while ago. He is currently the interim chief. I wish the city of Wilmington could convince him to stay permanently, and you'll hear why throughout the discussion in his commentary on the show this morning. This guy is a no-nonsense law enforcement guy. It's a complete difference from the previous police chief in Donnie Williams, who, of course, was never around, was completely MIA, and just allowed the city to run. And I might even argue that a lot of what you're seeing right now in the city of Wilmington, part of it is the city council, part of it is also the weak leadership of the previous chief of police in Donnie Williams, who I will continue to contend, contrary to his attempts to get me fired and try and intimidate me, that he was a crappy police chief. He was weak on law and order, and it played out, and it showed up, unfortunately, in what has continued to fester and go on within the city of Wilmington. So before we get into the council discussion, I think it's important to hear from the public. There was about 30 minutes of public comment before the city council took up debate on this resolution, and one of the more powerful comments came from the owner of Eagles Dare. His name is Joe. Eagles Dare, right there on 3rd Street. Old gas station that Joe and his team back a couple of years ago restored and brought back, which was once just a dilapidated building right on 3rd Street in downtown Wilmington. As you come off MLK and drive into the city, you see this abandoned, falling apart gas station. Joe has turned that into a very prominent bar in the city of Wilmington, restored what WDI used to do in the Friday night concert series. He is now hosting those at his bar free of charge Friday nights throughout the summer. He also owns a Taco Baby and Pour, the underground Pour bar, which is right there at the corner of a market and 2nd Street. So this guy is in the city of Wilmington. He owns 3 restaurants and bars in the city of Wilmington. So before we get into council's comment, let's hear from Joe as to what exactly is happening in downtown Wilmington. Don't take my word for it. Let's not even take Luke Waddell's word for it. Let's take a small business owner, a guy that is down there 7 days a week. Let's take his word for what exactly is happening in the city of Wilmington. Here's a Joe last night.
I've lived and worked here since 2009. I own the Eagles Dare Bar and Venue Space, Taco Baby Restaurant, and the Poorhouse Bar. Okay, so ranging from Brooklyn Arts District to proper downtown. All right. The current challenges that people are dealing with downtown, whether it be talking about the unhoused community, juveniles late night, to just general upticks in violence. Council, something needs to be done. I'm literally a bunch of business owners, a bunch of people representing downtown are pleading, something needs to be done. Is it necessarily the ordinance being presented tonight? Is that the answer? I don't know, but what I'm pleading with you is something needs to be done.
Before he continues, that is a salient point and argument that he's making. Is this camping resolution the end-all be-all? And you'll hear this throughout the discussion this morning. Is that the end-all be-all? Does that stop the problem? No. But as he is pleading, this is a guy who operates and drives business to downtown Wilmington so city council can go and buy their skyscraper and have their penthouse offices. Part of the reason is because people like Joe operate businesses and draw people to downtown Wilmington. That is the way in which they are allowed to operate. And he is pleading with leadership in the city to do something about the problems that he is facing. More from him.
I get that this is a layered, there are layered issues here, and it's multifaceted, and there is no right answer, all right, or one quick answer, but again, something needs to be done. We have members of the unhoused community from sunup to sundown downtown aggressively panhandling, committing lewd acts, open-air drug use and alcohol use, all right? Those things, we have business owners that have to go to their businesses early to make sure that they're cleaning up feces at the entrance of their business before their clients come in to get their hair done. Something needs to be done, okay? I watched families get catcalled, get hollered at on their way to go get ice cream. And I say to myself, that's a family that's never coming downtown again. All right? We have juveniles downtown late night hanging out predominantly in front of several establishments that are catering to underage or 18 and up crowds that are not downtown for any other reason than to be downtown. Literally throwing fireworks at people on Front Street over the 4th of July weekend. Something needs to happen. Back in just a handful of years ago, the task force was significantly more present. They knew us, we knew them, they knew who the players were. And I understand that the police department have their own issues right now themselves in terms of manpower. But again, something needs to be done and some presence needs to be felt. Whether it is this ordinance, whether it is a curfew for underagers downtown. Again, I don't know, but again, I'm pleading with you, something that needs to be done. There are other districts now. It used to be, where are you going, beach or downtown? Now it's, I've got Soda Pop, I've got Cargo District, I've got Up in Ogden. Those are all amazing spots. So for people to want to come downtown, we need to provide an environment that they actually want to come to. I'm running out of town, I'll leave you with this. Let me know when you want to go out. Meet me at Eagles Dare, we'll go out on a Saturday night, we'll load up in my car, and we'll drive around.
So again, don't take my word for it. Don't take even the Wilmington City Council members' words for it. Don't take the media's word for it. Don't take some idiot on Facebook's word for it. Let's take a guy that is operating 3 businesses, has dozens of employees, and operates 7 days a week within the city of Wilmington in 3 different geographical areas. The Underground Poor Bar is right in the heart of downtown Wilmington. You've got the Eagles Dare, which is right on the border of the Brooklyn Arts District, right there on 3rd Street across from Dead Crow. And then you've got Taco Baby, which is down across from the hotel next to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So 3 different areas of downtown Wilmington. And you can hear in Joe's voice. And I've had the opportunity to do some events with Joe in the past. He is a great small business owner. He is a guy that cares about the city of Wilmington. He has literally revived property that was nothing more than an eyesore as soon as you came into our city and turned it into a very, very popular and prolific bar in the city of Wilmington. And he is pleading with members of the Wilmington City Council, which I will note is predominantly controlled by Democrats, 5 Democrats, 2 Republicans, including Mayor Bill Sappho, who is also a Democrat. Let's not forget that. He is pleading with the city council, his government, the 7 people that are responsible for making decisions for the city of Wilmington as a whole. He is pleading with them to do something, to take action. And he recalls families being catcalled, being harassed, and saying, no, those people are not going to come back downtown again. And he brings up a very important point about the options that people now have. Right, in years past, as he noted, you're going to go down to the beach or you're going to come to downtown. But you've got plenty of other options now. You've got areas in Ogden that are exploding right now with growth, bars and restaurants that are doing incredibly well. The Cargo District is remarkable. If you haven't been down to the Cargo District in the last couple of months, all the work that's gone on down there, all of the new restaurants and places that have opened is phenomenal. You've got the Soda Pop District that continues to expand. You've got Carolina Beach that continues to grow. There are a lot of other options to go out and spend money that the city can tax, that the city uses as revenue for all of their stupid pet projects. People have other options but to go to downtown Wilmington. And when you see a community, when you see an area that you feel is becoming unsafe, when you see an area that might not be the best place to be when the sun is down, where you would not want to bring your family, that not only hurts the businesses, the small businesses that operate down there and all of the people that they employ, but it hurts the government as well because it's less revenue. It's less ability for them to function and serve and operate as a well-funded government entity. So I'm going to take Joe's word for it. This guy's an integral part of business in downtown Wilmington. He was one of many that spoke at the city council meeting last night. I didn't have the ability to clip all of them. We'd be here for 3 hours listening to them. But Joe's, I thought, was very powerful in what he does in the city of Wilmington and the events that he throws, the charity events that he hosts. He's fully invested. And so when somebody like that comes forward and says, I need you to do something as government, I think we should put, as a community, and I would have also assumed as city council members, we would put a lot of stock into that. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. We'll now turn our attention to Councilman Luke Waddell, the individual who was kind of spearheading and leading this effort forward. His comments on not only this public camping ordinance, but the ongoing problems that exist in downtown Wilmington. Here's Councilman Luke Waddell.
Tonight we've heard, and I want you to know you're not ignored. Okay, you're not ignored. These business owners and residents who invest in our community, who've been directly impacted by our continued inaction on this issue, and who are literally pleading for us to do something. Not defer the blame, but to do something, to lead and to act. And so I'd like to address a few key points. There's been a lot of misinformation tossed around here. When I first introduced this ordinance last year, several of you, I'm not going to name which ones, but expressed hesitation, citing a desire to wait for guidance from the Supreme Court. Let's defer it. Let's wait. That guidance has now come. In June of 2024, the Supreme Court ruled that cities do have the legal authority to prohibit public camping even when there's not adequate shelter available. In the months that followed, so in the last year, more than 150 cities across 32 states have adopted or expanded similar ordinances. We're not reinventing the wheel here, folks. California alone has seen 42 cities and 2 counties take action. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, San Mateo County, Fremont. Other states have cities, Illinois, Florida, Washington, Montana, Delaware, Oregon, all followed suit. We're behind the eight ball here. The laws vary. Some involve citations, jail time. Others include notice periods, shelter referrals. I'm open to discussion on this. But the common theme is protecting public spaces and setting clear boundaries with the public. What I'm proposing tonight, once again, is not radical. It's not novel. It's not some new concept that I came up with. It's a reasonable, common sense ordinance that says our parks, sidewalks, and storefronts should remain safe and accessible for everyone, and that we prioritize public safety in this community. Some have claimed this is criminalizing homelessness. It's not. I've never suggested reducing our investment in services. In fact, I'm actively working to increase support in initiatives like Eden Village. Tom, I see you out there, and I appreciate you being here and the work that you do in our community every day. This ordinance is not about punishing people. It's about restoring some semblance of order in this city.
I'm going to stop the comments there from Councilman Waddell, because he's bringing up something that I heard. This was about almost a two-hour discussion at the council meeting last night, and something that the Democrat members of the board continued to bring up, again, five Democrats on the board, is that you're criminalizing homelessness. This is the left-wing talking point as it relates to this issue. You're criminalizing being homeless. And I guess they use this as some sort of catch-all to try and defer blame elsewhere. They use this as some sort of catch-all term to try and admonish what's going on in this case, in the city limits of Wilmington. It's got nothing to do with criminalizing homelessness. It's got everything to do with making the community, the city that you are responsible for, the largest city in southeastern North Carolina, it's got everything to do with making that a safe place for people to operate their business. Make it a safe place for those who live in the city of Wilmington and for those that want to visit. And I understand that homelessness and this discussion around homelessness is not a simple problem. It's not. There's no magic wand, wave it, all of your problems are solved. I get that. But you cannot allow a city, especially here in southeastern North Carolina, we should not sit by and allow our city to fall into the likes of Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, New York City, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, the District of Columbia. The list goes on and on and on. And what is the one common thread between all of those places? It's weak Democrat leadership that allows the city, the county, the geographical area to completely spin out of control. Folks, you don't have to go back very far in the history books to see it. These examples exist and are happening right now. Government inaction on this problem leads to cities falling into decline, cities falling into peril. And so for all of the so-called bleeding heart liberals that act like they care so much about the homeless population, which is nothing more than a talking point, they say they care so much about the homeless population. They want to make the argument that you're criminalizing being homeless. No, we're criminalizing harassing residents of the city of Wilmington. We're criminalizing shooting up heroin on the streets of downtown Wilmington. We're criminalizing being intoxicated at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with your shirt off, yelling and screaming at people as they're trying to do business in downtown. That's what needs to be criminalized. Those are illegal actions that are already on the books. More from Councilman Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell.
About balancing compassion with accountability and sending a clear message about what the kind of city we want to be. We have all seen here in other cities what happens when cities let these problems fester, when leadership is weak. Los Angeles, San Francisco, others have become cautionary tales. We have sprawling encampments and open-air drug use, unchecked violence, rapes, murder. We're not there yet, but I believe we're at a tipping point. To demonstrate what we're facing, I do want to share just a couple brief videos that have been submitted to me by various residents over the last few months. I'll give you a little context here. This is a regular occurrence for this gentleman who's running down a family with a very young child here, aggressively panhandling, and they are walking as fast as they can away. I can tell you what I would do if I was there with my son. there'd be police involved, that's for sure. We can go to the next one. This is broad daylight. A couple homeless gentlemen. You'll see them regularly when you're downtown. Nice little fist fight right in front of one of our nice boutiques. Beautiful stuff, isn't it? Beautiful stuff. And then last, and this one really gets me fired up. And I hesitated to bring it up, but I do want to just say how incredible our police officers are. This is right in front of a restaurant. This homeless gentleman had locked himself in this vehicle that belonged to a girl under 21 who was working after school in her job. He had slashed all four of her tires and was locking himself, what I would only assume, waiting for her to get off work and come in that vehicle. Thank God we have the men and women of the Wilmington Police Department who were able to act quickly. Can you imagine the horror story that would have unfolded if this poor young girl would have left work in the dark and gotten this vehicle? Thank you, Dylan. There's others I chose not to show publicly, videos of business owners being physically assaulted when they try and ask somebody to get, you know, to move out of the way so that patrons can come into their establishment. People urinating, defecating, masturbating, openly intoxicated in front of businesses and homes. I think you get the picture here. Tonight, the choice in front of us is binary, as far as I'm concerned. We either act on some form of an ordinance that says we actually hear these folks and we want to do something, or we continue to invite this behavior in our city through our inaction and weak leadership. By passing this ordinance, I believe we send a clear message to the public that we understand that a well-functioning city requires boundaries, prioritizes public safety, and enforces its laws. I know where I stand. Thank you.
Ms. Spears.
A round of applause there from the business and community members at the city council meeting last night. No surprises. Councilman Waddell laying down the law, laying out his vision and his path forward on what nobody can argue is a not serious issue in downtown Wilmington. And the irony in all of this is all of the bleeding heart liberals, the five Democrats on the Wilmington City Council, including Mayor Bill Saffa, who I'm incredibly disappointed in his actions last night. We'll get into that a little bit later. All of them say they care. Oh, we care about the businesses. We care about safety in downtown Wilmington. Yet they don't do anything about it. This is not a new discussion, folks. Councilman Waddell brought similar action back almost 2 years ago on the Wilmington City Council. And at that time, it was the excuse of, well, the Supreme Court, there's a decision that's yet to be made, so we just have to sit on our hands and wait and allow these people to be harassed, allow these business owners to deal with the consequences of operating downtown and providing business in downtown Wilmington. We just need to wait. We need to wait. We need to wait. So we waited. The Supreme Court made a decision a year ago, June of 2024, ruled on this issue. What has happened since then? Not a damn thing. Because Democrats in charge in the city of Wilmington talk a big game, but are unwilling to actually do anything about it. And it comes back to what I opened the show with. Governance is hard. Governance is not easy, and it shouldn't be. There is a reason that these seven people are supposed to be sitting on the dais in the city of Wilmington. They are supposed to be able to make hard, tough decisions to protect the citizens, protect the businesses, and protect the community as a whole. It's not always sexy. It's not always great. It's not always going to make everybody happy. But that's what is the responsibility of elected officials, to make the tough decisions. And as Councilman Waddell so eloquently laid out in his comments, we've heard from the business owners. We've heard from members of the community. We know it's a problem. Don't believe me? You obviously aren't going to downtown Wilmington. You see it constantly. You see it all the freaking time. So you can bury your head up your ass, which is what Democrats on city council want to do and continue to do. You can bury your head up your own ass and pretend that it's not a problem. And talk about how you care so much about the homeless community and you just want to be compassionate. Give me a freaking break. There's no compassion in this. There's zero compassion. It's weak, ineffective, useless leadership on the city council. It is individuals that are unwilling to make tough decisions because it is not politically expedient for them and their political party. And that's what this comes down to. Democrats are weak on law and order. They are. You've seen examples of it all across the country. It's not a new phenomenon, folks. Democrats are weak on law and order. They are weak on dealing with criminal activity. And the end result is what you just watched in those three videos. The end result is 30 minutes of business owners and residents in downtown Wilmington pleading for the city council to do something to provide them some relief. And of course, as Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell makes good comments, you've got other council members like Kevin Spears who make a complete and total jerk and idiot of themselves. Let's take a listen to him and see what his illustrious comments are.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'll start by saying
Of course not, Kevin. Of course Kevin Spears doesn't know what to say. Because he's another individual that just wants to sit on his hands and do nothing about it. There's no retort to those three videos. Kevin spoke right after Luke. And so, of course, he doesn't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say. I don't know what to say here. Of course not. Are you going to defend these actions? Of course you don't have anything to say. What's your retort to that, Kevin? I don't know. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'll start by saying this. I agree that something has to be done.
Sure you do.
I believe that the framework for what needs to be done is already in place. The issue here may be enforcement. That may be the issue. The issue is also social services. The city attorney mentioned the reluctance of the HHS county social workers to work with the WPD to get in home safe program or whatever it's called, but it's my understanding that the county has again left that partnership as it has the previous committees that we talked about earlier.
I'm going to pause Councilman Spears there, because this was a recurring thread throughout the entire meeting, from the mayor to Kevin Spears to all of the other Democrat members, just blaming the county for this. The entire time is, oh, well, the county gets all this money from the state, and the county's the one that has all of these resources with health and human services. Just completely admonishing any sort of responsibility from the Wilmington City Council and trying to pin all of the blame on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. This stuff is going on in the city of Wilmington. And so if this is truly all the responsibility of New Hanover County, and the reason that this is a problem is because of New Hanover County, then I might make the argument, why the hell do we have a Wilmington City Council? If they're incapable of making any decisions, if they're incapable of doing anything that is in their jurisdiction, which is all where this stuff is taking place, solely in the jurisdiction of the city of Wilmington, then why the hell do we have a city council? New Hanover County should just take over the city of Wilmington too. I mean, they're going to be blamed for everything that's going on. They're going to be blamed for not providing HHS services, which, by the way, you and I fund at the tune of tens of millions of dollars a year directly through HHS. We fund it through all of the nonprofit funding that the city and county gives out to these charitable groups and nonprofit organizations each and every year. But if the city of Wilmington is so useless in this, and it's the county's fault, then why the hell do we have a Wilmington City Council? If you guys can't deal with homelessness in your own jurisdiction without the county coming in, then I would argue we don't need a city council. Just let New Hanover County run the whole show, because obviously you guys are incapable, right?
So that partnership no longer exists. It's just the police officers. I am appreciative of seeing the chief here. I would also, and it behooves me while we don't have the sheriff here, as the city of Wilmington is within the county of New Hanover. So there's a responsibility for them to act on the issue that takes place as well. And again,
just continuing to blame New Hanover County. So it's Ed McMahon's fault that Kevin Spears refuses to act on the problem. Not Kevin Spears' fault. And that's we know that for sure. Kevin Spears has never been responsible for anything. Kevin Spears has never, it's never been his fault on anything. Right when he was arrested in Columbus County last year, that wasn't his fault either. Now it's Ed McMahon's fault. You've got guys defecating in front of businesses in broad daylight. And it's not the Wilmington City Council's fault. It's not Kevin Spears' fault. It wasn't Donnie Williams' fault. It's somehow New Hanover County Sheriff Ed McMahon's fault. Talk about passing the buck and blaming somebody else for your own useless inaction. Great work, Kevin. Appreciate your leadership.
And business owners, I hear you loud and clear. Something
no,
needs
you don't.
To be done.
Obviously, you don't.
But my thing is, there seems to be a discrepancy between when there are drunken military service members who are downtown acting out, who have spent a lot of money, publicly intoxicated, urinating and doing other things. There's a discrepancy. It's okay, come back next weekend when you're on leave or whatever. Oh, excuse me, I'm talking, thank you. It's okay with that. But when you have homeless people, and we cannot, Councilmember Andrews also stated this, everyone cannot be classified as an addict or an abuser of alcohol. But we want to put a control, we want to put some type of measure on this drunkenness, but we also want to promote social districts. You see the correlation there? Of course you do.
No, Kevin.
So we can't talk out of both sides of our mouths about how we want to serve this community, how we want to help this community. It's a difference between the haves and the have-nots. Who's weak and who's not? I, sir, have never been weak in my life. But I also don't criminalize misfortune. So what we should do is try to come up with more help. So
Yes.
Waiting for other options or wearing our options out is not weak. It is us preserving the lives of people in this community. But we hear you. We hear your privilege loud and clear. Thank you.
We hear your privilege. Kevin Spears is a complete and utter jackass. I mean, he is incapable of leading in any way, shape, or form. He talks a big game on city council. This is the same guy who told Charlie Rivenbark that he was going to punch him out and beat him out outside of the building. He was going to, outside the council chamber, he's going to kick his ass. Charlie Rivenbark's in his 70s. This is Kevin Spears. Wannabe tough guy on the Wilmington City Council. So the businesses are privileged, even though they provide the salary that Kevin Spears makes as a city council member. The businesses provide him the opportunity to have his penthouse office in the City Skyline Center, the former PPD building. But they're privileged. And the problems that exist in downtown Wilmington with underage youth throwing fireworks at businesses and individuals, the problem of individuals walking around in the middle of the day with their shirts off and their genitals hanging out, drunkenly yelling at people, he somehow is equating that to drunk Marines in downtown Wilmington. This is an individual who is completely incapable of leadership. This is an individual that, like you just heard from him, is unwilling to do anything. We're going to blame everybody else. It's the county's fault because of HHS and not enough resources. It's the sheriff's fault because the sheriffs are somehow also responsible for ordinances and regulations in downtown Wilmington. And it's the privileged business owner's fault for having the audacity to open and operate a business in downtown Wilmington. They should be damned for wanting to do that. Kevin Spears is a complete and total jackass. His comments are absurdly ridiculous. And it really points the picture and proves the example of the difference between strong and weak leadership. Weak leadership, as you see portrayed here by Kevin Spears, is pointing the finger at everybody else, blaming other groups of people, and being unwilling to accept responsibility for things that are happening in your jurisdiction. That's what weak leadership looks like. Kicking the can down the road once again. To what avail? I have no freaking idea. This is not a new discussion, folks. They've been allegedly talking about this for 2+ years. Nothing has happened. And so they can point the finger at the county all that they want. Yet these are duly elected, sworn in members of the Wilmington City Council. They have no problems making decisions when it comes to buying ridiculous pieces of property. They have no problem making decisions when it comes to zoning. They can do all of those decisions and make all of those decisions themselves. But they can't deal with homelessness and violence and public intoxication and out-of-control violence in the city of Wilmington? They can't deal with that? And Kevin Spears somehow is equating a homeless individual shooting up heroin in the middle of the street. He is somehow equating that with a social district, which would allow you to legally purchase alcohol. How are those two things correlated at all? Unless you're trying to advocate for a dry downtown Wilmington, maybe that's what the city council should do if they care so much about the people down there. Maybe they should just ban alcohol in the city of Wilmington. Then they can watch all of the businesses leave and they'll have nothing left. Maybe that's the solution that they're after. Watching the meeting last night was so incredibly frustrating to watch Democrat after Democrat after Democrat admonish any of their own responsibility, point the finger at the county commissioners, point the finger at the sheriff, and just point the finger at everybody else. You only have two of them, Luke Waddell and Charlie Rivenbark, the only two willing to actually stand up, say, and do anything about this. Everybody else just wants to bury their head in the sand and pretend that it's not a problem. Or claim, yeah, we just need to continue working on it. Continue working on what? It's been a 2-year discussion. You guys have done literally nothing. It's been a 2-year discussion and nothing has happened. We'll hear from the interim police chief in Ralph Evangelist. He lights the city council up over this. We'll have those details coming up here in just a few minutes. But before that, I do want to tell you about the law group here in Wilmington and thank them for their continued support of the show. When legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in the law group here in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, folks. They're located in Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088. Or you can visit their website, lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com, where you can view all their areas of practices, read and learn more about their attorneys. They've also got a great blog that discusses a variety of legal challenges and issues that you might be dealing with. All of that available on their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on, and we appreciate them and their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. We'll get some details from the interim police chief on this ordinance and some other comments from council coming up after this as the Nick Craig Show rolls on a Wednesday morning, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show as we continue our discussion of last night's Wilmington City Council meeting dealing with homelessness, dealing with crime, dealing with violence in the city of Wilmington. We'll now turn to the interim police chief in Ralph Evangelist. He really laid out exactly what's going on downtown. It's a lengthy clip. I'll cut it off a couple of times, but he really does a good job of explaining what is going on and the issues that exist. And again, whose word should we take for it? Kevin Spears, who is a do-nothing Wilmington City Council member, or the chief of the police? I don't know. I'm probably going to lend my credibility to the police chief. Let's take a listen.
We have a mental health crisis in this country. We clearly do, and we see it downtown. All right. Our number one issue downtown is mental health. I mean, number two issue is substance abuse. Okay, that's what we're dealing with on a regular basis. You know, there's about 10 or 12 regulars downtown that we've seen here for the past several years. And clearly they have severe mental issues. And they're frequent flyers. They're just constantly, you know, causing issues down there. And we've called social workers, we've gone down there with them, but that's a big piece of the problem. The other piece of the problem is the past 30 days, we saw 15 to 20 new faces down there. And those 15 to 20 new faces, they came from Atlanta, Florida, Delaware, Rhode Island, and two from Texas. And we asked them, why did you come to Wilmington? And they all said, because we heard good services here. That's just a snapshot of 30 days that we deal with down there. When we see, we don't arrest people down there as our first response. We talk to them. We ask them to move on. If they're trespassing, we trespass them. We get the owners of the property to trespass them. If they show back up there, depending on the situation, we may issue a citation, or we may do a physical arrest. If we do a citation, they typically don't show up for court. There's a warrant issued for them. They get picked up on the warrant. They end up in jail, and there's no bond on them, or they'll put a bond on them, and they'll serve time served in jail. When we look at these encampments, which are a problem, you know, especially on private property. Private property owners come to us and say, we want them off our property, and no one has a right to take your property over. And so we go in, we talk to them, we bring the social workers with us, we say, listen, you've got to move, you got to get out of there. We give them some time to do that. If they don't move, then we'll go in and we'll arrest them. All right, we don't want to, but we don't have an alternative.
So what part of that is not compassionate? You've got people occupying somebody's private property, not necessarily a dwelling, a house, but a business. Law enforcement doesn't roll up and say and immediately throw them in cuffs. No, you just heard from the chief of police. They give them time. They call in social workers to give them access to services, which of course many of them don't want. And if it continues, then they arrest them. So what part of that is not compassionate? What part of that is criminalizing being homeless in the city of Wilmington? See, the left narrative, the left wing's narrative completely falls apart as soon as you actually bring any sort of, oh, I don't know, fact or logic to the situation. Kind of a hard thing to deal with for the left, of course.
You have property rights. And so, as far as the downtown areas here, social disorder breeds crime. That's a fact. We've seen it all around the country. The more disorder there is, the more crime comes with it. So we have to figure a way to minimize social disorder. The vision of it, what we see, will eventually become crime. Okay? There was a study called Broken Windows, and it talked about social disorder and how crime grew from the disorder. And that's what we're talking about here, is disorder, all right? You look at it, doesn't look good, doesn't feel good. These folks, they're either have severe mental issues and or alcohol and drug addictions, a combination of all. And what happened, I got a good perspective of this. Back when I worked out on the West Coast in the 70s, is when California started closing state hospitals and said, communities, this is your problem now. And that moved east, and all the state hospitals closed. They leave one or two there. So you have nowhere to send these poor folks. They give them medication and they send them back out on the street. We take someone who's got a mental issue to the hospital to try to get a commitment. If the ER doc signs it, they get taken in for probably a 3-day, if I remember correctly, evaluation. If they don't, they're back out on the street. They do is give them medication and say, take your medication. They don't take their medication. And then you'll see what the videos you see there because they're off their medication. It's a vicious circle, and then we're supposed to solve it. And our guys do a bang-up job as much as they possibly can, but until we close the loop here, until we decide we're going to address the issue of social disorder, get the services for these folks, assuming they want services. You can't make someone who's an alcoholic or a drug addict go to services. They have to want to, all right? And we're there, services first, housing first. But at some point, you've got to say enough is enough.
That is, I might argue that is one of the most important points brought forth during the city council meeting yesterday. We talked about this yesterday on the show. I've talked about this for 5 years in media here in southeastern North Carolina. All you hear from those on the political left is that, well, we need more services. We need to spend more money. We need to be more compassionate about the issue. And what you just heard there from the chief of police and Ralph Evangelist, who, by the way, is phenomenal, as you can tell by his comments. You can't force a drug addict, you can't force an alcoholic to take advantage of services that are provided. We've got some commentary coming in on our Rumble live chat this morning. Exactly. Services they do not want. As someone who works in mental health, it's all their choice, including meds, work, and any treatment. Plus, housing is a major crunch. None available, long wait times, etc. This is the often misunderstood portion of all of this. The services are there. The county and the city and the state spend millions of dollars a year to provide said services to individuals. But we live in a free country. Law enforcement, the city council, hell, the chief of police cannot compel somebody to clean up their act. They cannot compel an alcoholic to stop drinking. They cannot compel a drug addict to stop using drugs. They can provide the services. They can lead the horse to water, but they can't force it to drink. And that's exactly what you're seeing now. For individuals that are truly trying to get their lives cleaned up, for individuals that are truly trying to change the situation that they're in, you heard from Councilman Kevin Spears and all of his great insight about the people that are down on their luck, there are services for those individuals. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the dozen or so individuals, maybe more, that are not interested in that, that are not interested in cleaning up their act, that are perfectly okay and satisfied with walking around in downtown Wilmington, harassing individuals, being drunk, being high, shooting up in the middle of the street, and they're okay with that. Those people don't want the services. You can't force them to take advantage of the services. More from the chief.
Okay, so we're here to do whatever the council's policy is, but I tell you, we're not going to be, Grant growing through Richmond or whatever. We're not going to go out and just arrest people. We're going to go through a process, and the first process will be try to get them help and get our social workers. We deal with Jack Morris, WDI. He is the guru who knows about services. He knows anything and everything. My guys say they go to him constantly. And so it's important that we keep that peace in there. But there's no easy solution to this. None. Because whatever we do, we're going to aggravate one part of the population. And when we do something else, it's going to aggravate the other part of the population. So we're here for your guidance. You tell us what you want us to do, we'll do it.
Chief, on the mental health component side of it, when you take somebody to the hospital, how long does that process take, and does the officer have to accompany the person that has been taken there?
Yeah, we wait there with them. If the ER is busy, it could be hours. Hopefully, we can get in there, and if the doc thinks that they have a bed for them, and they'll sign the paperwork, and then we'll leave them there. If not, they're back out in the community, you know, and there's not much we can do about it.
So the ordinances that we currently have in place that you've seen here, does it give you the tools necessary to take care of the issues that a lot of these folks have shared with us this evening? Or do you need something beyond this that would help you in that process? And by the way, let me also say this. Early this morning, me and the city manager, in fact, had a meeting at the Chamber of Commerce, and there was an incident there with a couple there that were homeless. And your officers pulled up on the street there. And I want to just say the way that they talked to them and the way they worked with them to try to get them to where they needed to be was outstanding. I didn't see any roughness or anything to say, come on over here, we're going to arrest you. It was really, let me see what we can do to help you. And I know that's the first thing. There's been...
Okay, Mayor Sappho, I hear you. So aren't you proving the point exactly that we are leading with compassion first? That WPD is not just walking through downtown Wilmington, finding somebody that's homeless, throwing them in cuffs, and throwing them in prison? I mean, you're literally proving the point. So for all of this bleeding heart discussion about how we need services and we need compassion, you're describing that it exists right now. We know that it exists. So why can't we move forward with actually beginning to solve the problem? It makes no sense to me.
Some commentary about we're here to criminalize people and we're not, because I know how the officers work. Some of these folks here would probably say we're too easy-handed in some cases. But I saw that firsthand today, and they didn't see me. I watched it from afar, and just they did an outstanding job, and they got the people on their way, and there was no incident there, and it was done professionally. I just want to say kudos to those officers this morning.
One other quick thing. You know, we all realize we can't arrest our way out of this problem. We can't. It's a mental health addiction issue that drives most of this. Although we had a kid that came down here, has been here for 4 months from Bladenborough, and he was trying to get home to his dad. And they called his dad up, one of my guys here, called his dad up, says, we come get him, he wants to come home. He says, I guess I don't have any money, I don't have any gas. He says, get here and I'll fill your tank up. And out of his own pocket, he had $40 of gas to get that kid out of here and get him home.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like compassion at all, does it? I mean, that sounds like the evil, terrible, awful law enforcement that Democrats are always talking about. Taking $40 out of your own pocket to give somebody gas so that they can provide shelter and provide some level of support to an individual probably struggling with either some sort of mental health or abuse issue. But yes, please tell me more about how we need to be compassionate about the problem. Maybe Kevin Spears can start hanging around in downtown Wilmington, which he claims he does, and providing these people with the things like that. WPD's doing it. He's, of course, well, not.
Okay, so we're not reverting to arrests for the first thing. We're not. We're trying to help these people going forward. And I want to, you know, say hats off to one of my guys here for doing that.
So going back to the ordinance, is there anything in here, I know that we've been talking about, is there anything in here that would give you any more tools necessary to help in this? This is a bigger issue, we know that, and there's going to be some, I think there's going to have to be a lot more discussion with others to see what we can do to bring more funding for different things. That's going to take some time. But in the meantime, from your perspective, is there anything else that we can do to help you and your team?
I think it gives us another tool in a toolbox. I mean, if you remember when we had the issue on the Third Street Bridge where you had 30 people on one side and 30 people there with camping, and it was a mess. We have similar situation like that with this new ordinance, especially at night, you know, 10 o'clock on, that'll give us a tool to move them. But where do they go? You know, and so...
It moves around.
It does. It clearly moves around. And like I say, one of my guys was saying probably 80% of the people down there aren't from here. Yeah. Yeah. So we are subsidizing everyone else's folks here, which is extremely unfair to taxpayers who live here and pay the taxes.
Amen, Chief Evangelist.
And I don't know how you fix that. I know we had an issue with Myrtle Beach back years ago where they were busing them here.
Yeah.
And I won't say what we did, but they stopped doing it. So, yeah, I'm not sure what that answer is, but the social disorder piece is huge. And until you address that, crime is going to continue to be an issue.
Okay. So, again, you talk about looking at the subject matter expert. You look at getting the information from individuals that can provide it. You just heard there at the end of that clip, led on by Mayor Bill Sappho, from the current chief of police and Ralph Evangelos, that passing this ordinance that was brought forth by Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell would give them another tool in their toolbox, would give them another avenue to deal with problems in downtown Wilmington, which we know are problems because we spent 30 minutes hearing from business owners. You heard from the owner of Eagles Dare and Taco Baby and the Underground Tap Room earlier, talking about the issues, talking about the problems. So we know the problem exists because we've heard from the stakeholders, the people that are actually dealing with it. And now we've also heard from the chief of police, who him and his department are out day and night dealing with these problems. So with that, you would assume that the Wilmington City Council would move forward with the resolution, that they would move forward with the change in the ordinance. We heard from Kevin Spears that he hears the public. At least that's what he claims. He hears the business owners. He hears the public outcry. So let's go to the vote on the ordinance last night.
It's everywhere. And I think the other part of it is, how do you address all of it? Because it's not just going to be here, guys. It's on the railroad tracks. You take a walk down there and see what happens. So, it's important that we address the issues because a lot of the service delivery is down here. I'm willing to take a vote on it, but I want to have more information that we were supposed to have that was never brought forward for whatever known reason. So that's just my take on it.
Well, if I can rebut, I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. This is not an either-or situation. We can take action on an ordinance today and set this meeting and have more conversation with the county, without the county. I don't care. I'm here. I work for the city just like all of you do, and I'm more than open to having these additional conversations of services and something I've supported in various degrees. But I think there's really no reason to wait until September 1st. It's action that we can take here tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm just making the motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor, seconded by Councilmember Waddell. I'm going to make a substitute motion and delay the action until the first meeting in September. That's my motion, substitute motion.
Just kick it down the road again.
No, I just...
That's exactly what we're doing, Mayor.
That's September.
We do this way too often. We've got I want to see... We'll vote on you, and you're going to win, but we're kicking it down the road. And those people need help tonight, and the police need, as the chief so eloquently said, another tool in their bag. So let's move on.
We have a motion. We have a substitute motion by me, second by Councilman Spears. Any further discussion? All in favor of that motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Passes
5-2. Way to go, gang.
5-2.
Way to go, gang. There's the words there from council member Charlie Rivenbark, kicking the can down the road again. And that's exactly what they did. I'm leaving this vote up on the screen so you can see it. Wilmington Mayor Bill Sappho, Mayor Pro Tem Clifford Barnett, council member David Joyner, Kevin Spears, and Celette Andrews. Surprise, surprise, the five Democrats on the Wilmington City Council voted to delay this once again, and they'll vote on it in their first meeting in September. What the hell's going to happen between now and the first meeting in September? Outside of more businesses continuing to struggle, more individuals continuing to deal with the problems that exist in the city of Wilmington. I mean, you just had a couple of people shot and killed downtown Wilmington 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. What's going to change September 1st? Oh, we need more information. What more information could you possibly need? I just played a 10-minute clip of the police chief talking about the problem. There was almost 30 minutes of public comment from business owners and private residents within the city of Wilmington talking about the issue. Folks, when I talk about useless government, this is what I'm talking about. Why do I have so much disdain for government? This is why. They are always unwilling to act on issues. It is always kicking the can down the road and pointing the finger at somebody else for your own problems. All the information was in front of them. This was a 2 freaking hour discussion at the city council meeting last night. I didn't get to bed until 11 o'clock watching this and cutting clips. They had a 2 hour discussion. But well, we need more meetings. We need more information. We need more this. You've had 2 years to collect the information. I am incredibly disappointed in Mayor Bill Sasso. Yes, he is a Democrat, but oftentimes he is a voice of reason with the Democrat Party on the Wilmington City Council. Not last night. Hey, he talked a big game. He talked about how things need to change. But when the rubber meets the road, when making government work hit the road, when you actually had to vote on the issue, the mayor folded with the rest of the 4 council members who, again, say that they care. Kevin Speer says that he hears the business owners, allegedly. Not sure how that's possible. He hears them. He hears what they're saying, but is unwilling to take any action on it. Governance isn't easy. Decision-making in a government body isn't easy. And I will contend to you once again, it shouldn't be easy. There is a reason that 7 people are responsible for the decision-making of the city of Wilmington. There is a reason that 5 people are in charge of making decisions for New Hanover County. It ain't always easy. It's not always a cakewalk. It's not always rainbows, unicorns, and lollipops. It's not. The difference between strong leadership and weak leadership is what you saw on display last night. Weak leadership are the 5 Democrats who want to kick the can down the road, point the finger at New Hanover County, point the finger at business owners, and try and put the blame somewhere else. Strong leadership is from Luke Waddell and Charlie Rivenbark, who understand the issue and are willing to do something about it. Is it going to solve the problem immediately? No, nobody said that it would. But do you begin to actually do things to get towards a solution? Yes. And what we've seen out of the Wilmington City Council over the last 2 years is their unwillingness to make the decisions, their unwillingness to even begin the process of moving the ball forward. They want to sit on the dais, sit in their penthouse offices in the city skyline center, and I guess have meetings to ad nauseum over this problem. Meet with the county, meet with the stakeholders, have meetings, 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 meetings. It all results in jack shit happening. That's the reality, folks. It results in nothing happening. But I will delay it till September. They delayed it a year ago waiting for the Supreme Court case. That case came down. Here we are again. Delay it once again. Charlie Rivenbark was absolutely spot on in his comments there at the end of the meeting. Just kicking the can down the road. And I'm sure when the September meeting rolls around, which it'll be here in a couple of weeks, there'll be another excuse from Bill Sasso or another excuse from Clifford Barnett or David Joyner or Kevin Spears or Celette Andrews, some other excuse as to why we can't deal with it in September. Oh, we weren't able to schedule a meeting. Oh, we weren't able to do this. We'll deal with it in the October meeting or the November meeting. Maybe we'll deal with it next year after the elections take place. My blood was boiling watching this meeting last night. There is a reason that people are not involved in government. There is a reason that people have an incredible amount of disdain, and I might even argue hatred for government. And it's what you saw last night. You've got people from all across the political spectrum. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. You've got people from all across the political spectrum claiming that there's a problem that exists, begging their government to make a change, begging their government to do something about it, and they're unwilling to do it. That's why people hate government. That is why people feel that there's no point of even being involved. Folks, we have municipal elections coming up this year in the city of Wilmington. Luke Waddell is on the ballot for re-election. We need to get other conservative Republican leaders on the Wilmington City Council. There's a full slate of candidates with five Democrats and two Republicans, this is what it's going to continue to look like. Because for the political left, it's easier to talk about a problem. It is easier to claim that you're a bleeding heart liberal and you're a compassionate person and you're this and you're that about all of the issues that exist. Real easy to do that. But as we know, and as we saw last night, and we will likely see something similar in September, it is really hard to actually make a decision. It is really hard to actually do something about a problem that's in front of you. I am incredibly thankful for Luke and Charlie, for their words, for the police chief and Ralph Evangelist, top-notch individual, for bringing this to the forefront and actually having a discussion about it. And I'm incredibly disappointed in Mayor Bill Sappho and the rest of the council. I would highly, highly, highly encourage you to go to the City of Wilmington website and email those council members. Email them and tell them about what you heard, what's going on, and what they need to do. Just like New Hanover County, they've got an email address where you can email them and give them the information. It's council@wilmingtonnc.gov. You go to their website, it's right here on the homepage. Email City Council. It goes to all of them. council@wilmingtonnc.gov. Let them know that you're done with the lawlessness, that you're done with the out-of-control crime, and you're beyond sick and fed up of the complete and total inaction that is being displayed by the City of Wilmington. Again, thanks to Luke Waddell, thanks to Charlie Rivenbark, and thanks to the police chief for standing up for businesses, standing up for citizens, standing up for residents, standing up for patrons, people that want to come to the City of Wilmington and spend their money, providing people jobs, giving them enough money so that they can afford rent or a mortgage payment, right? Affordable housing. Well, let's destroy businesses downtown and put a whole bunch of people out of work. I'm sure that will help our affordable housing issue, right? Let's cut people's wages because people feel unsafe going to downtown Wilmington, and people like Joe, who owns Eagles Dare, won't need to have as many people on staff, so now those people are without a job. Let's see how that helps the so-called affordable housing crisis that we always have to be lectured and hear about. Give me a freaking break. Very, very frustrating watching this process unfold last night. Again, folks, you've got the option in November to make a change with this. You've got three seats on the Wilmington City Council that are up, and you've got a mayor race that is going to be taking place. If you're pissed off, if you're frustrated with what you saw, you should be. But you got to do more than just be pissed off and frustrated about it. Get involved in these candidates' campaigns. Help Luke Waddell get reelected. Help the other city council members get elected. We'll get into all of this in the coming weeks and months as we get closer. Do something about it. Knock doors, send text messages, make phone calls, donate to these individuals' campaigns, give them the financial resources to get their message out there to make this change. We do not want to be San Francisco. We do not want to be Portland. We do not want to be Los Angeles. The only way that happens is if Democrats get out of power and we put sensible, common sense people on the Wilmington City Council. It's the only way that this changes. So again, thanks to the two council members, Luke and Charlie, who are actually willing to do something about it while the rest of them want to sit on their hands and deal with it in September. Great. I'll look forward to seeing that and some of the litany of excuses that will come forward at that meeting as well. Just deal with it in September. Who cares? Yeah, you're getting catcalled. You're watching a guy piss in the middle of the street in downtown Wilmington with your children. We'll deal with it in September. Not a big deal. Who cares? Yeah, you're walking by a guy shooting up heroin. It's not a problem. We'll deal with it in September. Right? No big deal. Unfreaking believable. Well, thanks to the Law Group for their continued support this morning. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. That's going to do it for a busy Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Share this show around social media. Make sure you're keeping people informed. We're back at it tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. live, YouTube, Rumble, and X. And, of course, 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts.